keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And in the studio today, Bishop Tina Robinson of the Point Church in Smyrna, located at
1350 Hazelwood Drive.
Off of I-24, or could you get there off of Murfreesboro Road too?
If you keep Murfreesboro Road on down, then you would want to get off on Eden Springs Road.
Okay.
You make a right and take that to Rock Springs Road and then make a left.
How much has that neighborhood changed over the last couple of years?
You know, it's slowly progressing.
Okay.
You know, I haven't seen much change there, mm-hmm. but, you know, I think it's more so on the I-24 area,
mm-hmm.
but it is building up more on that Almaville side of Smyrna.
Because I know when I first moved here 30-something years ago, mm-hmm. people would say, you know, looking into the future, the older people would say around here,
mm-hmm.
one of these days, people in Murfreesboro, one of these days, Nashville and Murfreesboro are going to be one big city. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, it almost is.
Slowly but surely, yeah.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. just continuous growth. And also Minister Elois Freeman,
yes, ma'am.
Associate Pastor Minister of Westwood. And you know me, I'm going to call somebody something, y'all. You already know. I know. I am going to do that. Westwood Baptist Church Center. And I'm delighted to have her here in the studio. She has been a long supporter of this radio station, and in particular, us and the WFSK family and Fisk.
Yes,
ma'am. Because
that's
your
right.
daughter is an alum.
And I am too.
No, I didn't know you too.
I'm an alumna.
What class?
Oh, 1970.
So no wonder she had to come to school here.
Yeah. Well, she really didn't have to.
Yeah.
We're very glad she did. She's third generation.
Oh, wow.
Because my mom graduated from Fisk.
She's a legacy.
Yeah, we're a Fisk family. Three or four of my siblings graduated from
So
Fisk.
No wonder coming to homecoming is no big deal to you. You just here with everybody else. Because I know I see you almost every homecoming. Wow, I did not know that.
Yes,
that's beautiful. So Fiskites, we got one in here today.
Amen.
Family. Anyway, having said that, are you from Westwood Baptist Church Center? Where?
2510 Albion Street.
Okay. Are you from Nashville?
I am. I am from Jefferson Street.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am. 2518 Jefferson Street.
And what's there now?
The family house.
Oh.
And a relative still in. Actually, we have that wonderful distinction of being the only family now that still has someone in the family home. So my grandparents and great-grandparents bought the house in 1920.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So there'll be 100 years that we have been in that house next year.
100.
And we still have family there. So that, fourth and fifth generation are in the house now. But we are the only family on Jefferson Street where you still have your original family. That's still there.
That's a story right there.
So Ed Kendall, in his book, A Walk Down Jefferson Street, honored us. There's a picture of my mother's generation on his back page where he makes that acknowledgement, because I didn't know that until I read the book.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would mean that your family knows some real stories about Jefferson Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Did they pass some of that stuff on to you when you were a kid, tell you about, you know?
You know what? That's so interesting. That's a really good question. I don't know. Because, you know, one of the things we always talk about, people of former generations just didn't talk a whole lot.
No, they did not.
Now, my younger brother, Pastor Harris, the pastor of Westwood Baptist Church, he would ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's our family historian in terms of probably knowing. And then my older brother, Caesar Harris, he was on the streets, you know, and so he knows a lot. I mean, so the two of them probably know a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
But I have studied the history a little bit, and so from the point of view of reading and trying to put pieces together.
Sure.
But it's amazing. We did not know where we were, and you know, the power of who we are is this whole community.
Yes.
When you're growing up, that's just your house, and you know, you walk to school.
Right. And you had one.
Yeah.
That was what was.
Yes.
Because nowadays, you know, people don't have one, and some don't even have any residence at all, and they're dealing with those issues.
And so, really, we had a chance of watching these big transitions. So when the interstate came through, that was a major transition. You know, when the people on the opposite side of the street lost their homes, and so you can see how the interstate runs. It just chopped up. The African American community.
It's
black
like two
community.
Chops, wasn't it?
Two chops, one down here and one down there. Oh, yeah, and it's really throughout the whole city. And that was, and so in my research, you read about how that was deliberately done. It did not have to come through that black community, but it was a function of the elite of this city making decisions to undermine the growth and development of our people.
And and to a certain degree, it still goes on.
And it does still go on.
And people still are in denial about things of that nature.
And that's the part of, you know, I was explaining to a bishop that that's part of my call, a call of our Heavenly Father's justice being established. That we speak for what's right.
And Amen.
That even as we're in this election season,
Lord.
That we choose the right people who are going
Please,
to
Father.
Represent us and not just settle for a check and a blessing for their family.
Well, and, you know, they're settling for less than that. I mean, you know, you just, you know, I just think of so many characteristics and principles that are the exact opposite of what we ought to be striving for.
Yes.
That it doesn't even seem to disturb a certain portion of the population.
My God.
And the ones that are not disturbed by it have been the ones who have been like the Sadducees and the Pharisees with the big robes on talking about, you know, how holy, holy, holy they are, and then come to find out they ain't holy at all. So, I mean, you know, things I believe in this time right now, things are getting revealed to us.
Yes, now that's true.
And we need to be paying attention.
Yeah.
And so, Bishop, as Christians, what do you see that is being revealed as God reveals things to people?
I think I think that, you know, what I'm seeing more so is that God is calling for the heart of a shepherd. You know, I think he's calling for people to really seek after him more for direction and guidance. And I think it's starting more in the church that God is holding us as shepherds more accountable, not only to what we're preaching and teaching, but how we're living our lives. Because in my opinion, how
does that just count for shepherds?
No.
Does that not count for leaders?
It count for leaders.
Okay.
Exactly. Because what's happening is, I mean, we're supposed to lead by example. You know, we're supposed to be that light. We're supposed to be God's extension in the earth to how he loves, how he walked, how he, you know, taught, how he communicated. And a lot of times what I find in church is that the congregation or the followers are like little mini-me's of the pastors. And so when that pastor falls, a lot of times the congregation don't know how to rebound because they were focusing more on that man or that woman of God, that shepherd, that pastor, that leader, and not really just using them as an example, but leaning to God on how to direct their lives. And so I think what I'm noticing more, and even talking to my pastor friends, is that, you know, God is really calling for his leaders, his pastors, his shepherds to step up to the plate and to start loving and leading his sheep like he did.
Yes.
Because we're so far off the grid on that.
Well, now, let me say, just on a in a practical sense, that everybody is not connected to a church. And they are not going to be under the tutorage of a pastor. So I like to also include that segment of the population in my conversations. And I think leadership across the board is lacking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so does that same principle apply to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our greatest ministry isn't in those four walls.
Uh-huh.
Your greatest ministry for those shepherds or for the people who are in the church is
or
on
out
your,
of the church.
Or out of church is out, is on in Walmart. It's in the restaurant. It's anyone that you come in contact with that you can live a life and lead them by your example of how you entreat each other back to Christ.
Yeah.
But I think we get so four-walled focused to where only thing I can do to represent Christ is in the church is if I preach on Sundays or I'm a part of this group. And we forget about those that are outside of those four walls that we deal with every day. And so for whomever that if you're saved, your greatest ministry will be outside of those four walls, your everyday walk. You know, how do you treat people in your home? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you respond to your family members? You know, how do you treat people at the grocery store?
Right.
You know, that's your greatest ministry.
Amen.
Well, and knowing that that's the case, if you're not in ministry, now take it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Take it completely out of there.
Yeah.
You know how many people are not in church?
Yeah.
A lot.
It's a lot.
Been turned off, have never had a relationship.
Yes.
Those people are getting influenced by us and what we say and do.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at how a person is materialized, you know, has achieved some level. They could be crooked, and we're seeing a lot of crooked people fall, ill-gotten gains, looking at all that. And saying, well, that's all I need to do is just be like that.
Yes.
And then I could. So I want to, in our conversation today, probably a lot of my audience is not going to church.
Mm-hmm.
They might just found me today. Mm-hmm. I want to impart some knowledge on them so they can feel themselves encouraged.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when we are speaking on the ways to get that done, people need to be encouraged right now. Mm-hmm. They are so full of doubt and distrust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if I've ever in my lifetime, because I'm just a few moments older than you. I'm just lying. Help me, Lord. I'm a lot older than you.
you don't look it. I would have never known.
Thank God is good. I'm trying to keep my black from cracking, baby. I'm trying so hard. but my point is that, you know, you just try so hard to represent him where somebody doesn't necessarily say what church you go to or who. They just see these characteristics of you.
Yeah.
So, Reverend Freeman, I want to talk about some of the characteristics of God and that should we can just carry. Mm-hmm. If we can't quote no scripture,
that's right.
Could we just carry as human beings to one another?
Yeah. And that's actually what he has called us. And I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, some job in a ministry. That is the evidence of our walk with him, that we show love. I mean, it's summed up with love. So what is love? Love is where you accept people for for who they are. Mm-hmm. And yet, at the same time, you don't want to leave them there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you forgive people. You are gentle. You are kind. Mm-hmm. We are forgiving. We are caring.
Mm-hmm.
We actually will stand with you to help correct a wrong or a pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that piece of justice. One of the things that I think has to happen is a reversing of the influence of the culture on the church.
Right.
Where even just this whole notion of just church being it, I mean, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the church is very important, but the church is not the institution. The church is certainly not the building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The church is the people.
Right. Yeah.
So wherever we go, we are the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then what is that? He said, we're separated. We're different.
Yes.
And that's what people notice. Now, it's interesting that both of you said you saw something in us before we even opened our mouths.
Yeah.
That's what people see. And this is the amazing thing. The people who are not church people, oh, they see it real quickly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They see your real self because we do give off who we are. So that's what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We show that the love of God is in us. And he clearly said, you can't love me if you don't love your brothers and sisters.
Well, and in lies the oxymoronic thing here, because we have the church, the ultra-conservative side of it, mm-hmm. that is sitting here, condoning everything, cool with everything. And, you know, we're in our worlds, and we're watching things happen to misfortunate people, mm-hmm. on the border, children locked in cages, mm-hmm. and all these deplorable actions that are happening to human beings on our watch. Mm-hmm. And is the church having a fit about it? I don't think mm-hmm. so. So that's why I'm saying now, this time that we're in, mm-hmm. I believe, is determining a lot about our fabric as people. Mm-hmm. Because who's to say we won't be the next ones asked to leave? I mean, people really do need to think about that. That's quite serious.
Yeah.
When the leader of our nation incites people to say, y'all gots to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's quite serious.
Yeah.
And never in my lifetime did I thought we would roll that far back. Mm-hmm. And that should frighten a lot of people to hear mm-hmm. that kind of seed being planted mm-hmm. in the hearts of the people. Mm-hmm. That's frightening.
And,
that's
and
absolutely frightening.
And the black church as a whole across the United States of America has missed the mark. Mm. I know that there are some, I'm not painting the entire body of Christ, especially the black church, with one brush, but you might as well. Yeah. Because there hasn't been a unified effort, in my opinion, to stand up to this hypocrisy, especially with it being done with the members of the religious right. Like the guest last week didn't even want to hear it.
No,
well, you
he
know, he was anointed, and he said
right.
that,
I'm like,
that
with what?
They laid hands on him.
He
said he
with?
Felt something. I mean, the utter silence and the pushback has been ridiculous.
Well,
and we just keep preaching.
To admit when wrong is wrong,
right.
instead of trying to make wrong right, and by golly, you better like it. It's insane to me. That's the definition of insane.
For me, it's insane to get up and have to preach to people about their conditions and tell them they can overcome with the power of God, while it's the people who are preaching the power of God against people who are preaching the power of God, you know?
Well, so when you spoke about leadership, those shepherds are not doing their job because mm-hmm. they're preaching confusion to people.
Yeah. So
and mixed messages.
Talk about making the job harder. The people in the cages, the people living in those
Jesus.
Cages, the people living in those cages on those border states. What do you think happens to those people if they get put out of the country and then they begin to hate the United States? This is coming from a military, and they begin to hate the United States. Mm-hmm. And then now you've made an enemy. Then it takes it to a whole nother. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, who's to say they don't need to have a relationship with the Father?
Who's to say they don't already? But my point is,
well, I guess
is that
for some
that's
of
what
us
I'm saying.
Was carried them.
And that's what I'm saying. But you have what's being done to them with the stamp
Let's take
of approval.
A break. See, you're about to go deep.
With the stamp of approval of
know,
somebody
I
who
know
says
you.
He's
I know him.
He's
about,
working for God.
About 8:18, he does this every Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just
about
saying.
8:18.
Yeah, he's working for God. He's anointed by God.
Let's
that's what the religious writer is saying.
Because you're getting ready to go.
I'm just saying.
And we can go on
the black church just sits back and goes.
We can go on the other side.
Yeah.
Can I get the
Amen.
I'm going to get me a button on my side to shut him off. Because, see, he got all the controllers over there. He can shut me
down. I got
him.
You.
And I'm just saying, because I already know this is, you know, we rolling up into your territory right now. I know we are. This is, this is where he likes to go.
Uh-oh.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because real is real.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you got to call things out.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But you know you hear that music playing, don't you? It always makes it look
I'm
like
waiting for
I'm
you to
late.
Say. I'm waiting for you to say. Let's go to break, and we'll be right
let's
back.
Let's go to break, okay? let me write it on a big piece of paper. Let's go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Hello, Nashville. Coming up Wednesday afternoon at 4, community news and the traffic report. Then at 4:20, the discussion is on the myth of the post-racial America. My guests are political scientist Angie Maxwell and Todd Shields, both of the University of Arkansas. And at 5 o'clock, hear from the last of the 10 candidates seeking to be Nashville's next mayor. In the studio will be Carol Swain and at 5:30, Mayor David Briley. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
That's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay every Wednesday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Nashville's Jazz Station.
Support for WFSK comes from Life Lux Jazz, November 7th through 11th in Los Cabos, Mexico. This year's festival lineup includes Incognito, Kurt Whalum, Gerald Albright, and more. In addition to the music, there will also be health and wellness activities, a Spirit of Jazz brunch, and Sunset Cruise. Information is available at LifeLuxJazz.com. That's LifeLuxe. Jazz.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, you know how we do. Anyway, because see, X, I know, and you know, we always speak it like we feel.
That's true.
But sometimes I don't want to play the whole music out. You know.
I know.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to get us right, Lord. I'm trying, because I know that means short, you know, but keep it brief. Go to the end your sentence right now. Yeah. And we set such a poor example.
Yeah. No, we don't. No, we don't.
No, but I mean in terms of not having no control, because we know professionally what that means. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
So when we get, because when we ask the guests sometime when I'll have them on
come
the
on,
phone.
Y'all. Yeah, we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, and they just keep yakking. So they're, listening. So, you know, I told them, I said, you know, when you hear the music, just get to the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
And then when they get so wound up from talking about whatever, they ain't paying no attention. You know, they just got to say what they have to say. Right? So, you know, anyway, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
And this is where, and I'll say, because I, you know, to much respect to the ministers in the house, that I know that they're doing their part and their role as much as they can. And many of them are. Mm-hmm. But this is where we miss a Martin Luther King Jr., someone who could galvanize our people and stand for a cause that will unite us for a common cause against a common enemy. And right now we're splintered. And I say this with a lot of respect to people like T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar and all these people who have mega platforms, including our presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop Blake, that I just don't see enough of the coming together to beat back this evil that has saturated and permeated our land. And our children are going to pay the price for this because they're the ones who are going to inherit this mess well after Donald Trump. Even if he's reelected, it gets worse. And so they're the ones who are going to suffer the consequences from our non-action.
Well, people are too caught up in political, being political and politically correct and fearful. Mm-hmm. And I think that fear has so many people bound up. And we know that that is not of God. Or we ought to know if we, you know, call ourselves the Christians or the people that have a spiritual side.
And I'm not just talking about Baptist, Methodist, and non-denominational. I'm talking about spiritual people, yeah. period. Mm-hmm. They ought to recognize some things. But I will say yeah. that I feel that a lot more people are getting an awakening.
Mm-hmm. I think women are getting an awakening. I can't speak. I'm Do just going to be, yes, because with the women's movement, with the Me Too, I just see more of a mobilization. That's what I'm talking about.
The Lord knows how to use yeah. these women, honey.
But I'm like, what good is the gospel if you're going to get up and preach to me about how to overcome my obstacles right. when my obstacles are that my family could any day could be split apart, yeah. that my kids right. may come home from school and discover that ICE has come in and snatched me. I mean, if you're not
That's
addressing the issues that are permanent, even the kids, even if, you know, I spoke to a youth panel and I said, raise your hands if you know someone, if there's someone in your class that has just disappeared, and some of them raise their hands. That's a traumatic effect on kids to right. know that somebody that was sitting next to them is just gone.
Okay.
And then they watch the news and see these. Yeah.
Let me ask mm-hmm. the two ladies that deal with the people that will come in wounded like that. Because mm-hmm. those are going to be some very wounded people.
Yeah.
And Bishop, they're wounded. Mm-hmm. They're coming mm-hmm. in. They don't know nothing about no Jesus. Don't mm-hmm. even believe. Because he, you know. Mm-hmm. So how you deal with that?
You just love them. You love them and you meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to secure them up, you know. And I can't honestly say, I agree with you that I don't know who is standing for us, who's standing for our young people now. I mean, who is going to take that legacy to the next level that mm-hmm. says, like a Martin Luther King, you know, that we can band together, we can be strong together. Who's going to stand up for what's going on, for the right and wrong? Because my position, what I think is, the way that it's progressing, that eventually you're going to see it turned on the African American community
is.
Where
it
it's
is.
Like,
yeah.
you know, it's already bad now,
yeah.
you know, but I think it just opens up a Pandora's box of just evil that'll come back at us that our young people, they're not familiar with it.
Right.
You know, and when you think about the young people, they're into their cell phones,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're into inclusion, mm-hmm. They don't see racial divides. I mean, mm-hmm. because they were raised by families who really had gotten through that. Or
they don't, but they do now.
And now it's like, you know, what's going on? I mean, it's bullying to the umph degree,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
And so how do we as a church, how do we as for people who are coming in, they're hurt,
right.
they're hurting, how do we secure them?
Right.
You know, I mean, what can we present to them besides kind of meet them where they are,
yeah.
shore them up that, you know, I can't even, you know, effectively say, you know, Congress is working on your behalf.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing to present to them.
Well, one way to present it is to tell them the truth. This is not the way people who
yeah.
have the characteristics or the attributes of God is supposed to carry themselves. The church hasn't even done that,
mm-hmm.
hasn't even said that the behavior is shameful.
It's shameful.
They have
yeah.
not even said a word, not a mumbling word.
Yeah.
And to me, that speaks louder than words to the young ones,
mm-hmm. yeah.
even if we meet them where they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. We can just keep on preaching.
You know,
it's like, you know, well, we're not addressing the symptoms. And so then,
yeah.
then the question shifts to, you know, when they become old enough, conscious enough, why is the church relevant? Because when all this was going on, where were you? Where was your voice?
Right,
exactly.
And when I go to church, I don't hear your voice.
Or you didn't
that is
see
supposed,
it in your
see,
life
yeah.
or around you.
Where's
mm-hmm.
the example of getting off my knees after having prayed and letting the Lord lead me and
yeah.
guide me to come to set the captives free
mm-hmm.
and to you know come against the powers and principalities that are locking people up and speaking back to? There's none of it,
mm-hmm.
Minister Freeman.
I was thinking throughout the whole conversation, and I'm so much in agreement. I really believe that we first need to just do what we're doing now, acknowledge we got this major problem.
Yes.
And I mean, like you say, name it.
Just
name this. But the other thing that I think is very important, because we are this separated people, we are a people of hope and of promise.
Mm.
And the Word of God is our foundation. He has clearly let us know this stuff is going to go down like
right.
this. I mean, so that's another thing. Let's not really act all shocked.
Right.
Because even when Yahshua was here, and I like to call him by his Hebrew name, when Jesus was here, he told us, look, when time, get
yes.
ready to come.
Yes.
These
happen.
Things are going to
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
And also, there's another reality is that there's this what we call a shaking, mm-hmm. where stuff gets revealed for what it is.
Right.
And so now we've got, now that we're seeing, okay, who's really real? Who's right. just up there just talking?
Yes.
Which institutions are so really just about themselves?
That we're getting the revolution will not just be televised, it'll be all 24/7.
Yeah. So then now it's time for then people to make decisions yes. in light of this
true.
Reality mm-hmm. of where you're going to be.
That's
you're going to keep playing the games.
Yeah.
And just going through the motions and getting your personal profit.
Yeah.
Are we, as my brother just said, let's get in the trenches.
Yeah.
But first you got to get to a place of where am I really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back to healing. You can't even have healing. Somebody can't be delivered a healing until they acknowledge
that's
you
true.
Got a problem.
Right.
That's what repent. You know, we use these terms.
Right.
That's what repentance is. That I admit I got a problem, and
yes.
then I'm turning from it.
Yeah.
And so I think if we've been talking about shepherds and leaders, it really does need to start there, but it may not start there.
No.
So it really has to start with me.
Right.
Exactly. It really does have to. And that's been my challenge as I have been in the trenches, is that I just really believe that I don't have to wait for a leader, a deliverer to come.
Right.
And there may be one who's called.
But it may be you, too.
And yeah, but that's my yeah. point. You know, that is my point. That each of us has a, on the basis of the thing that we see, our passion, like our brother, I mean, it was real clear, mm-hmm. Minister Exum, when he was, you know, our passion, when that thing that we're talking about that we just start rising up
yeah.
and we ain't gonna get settled, that's real significant
right.
with regard to what is the place I'm called to do. We can't solve all of this.
Yeah.
No one person can. But what is the place that, where there is that passion, and then what we believe is that the Holy Spirit has gifted us
yeah. mm-hmm.
and equipped us. So
yeah.
now I got to get to him to find out what I need to do
yeah.
uniquely different
right.
and then partner with other people because
yeah.
you can't do it by yourself.
Well, and let me say in that the conversations that all of you all have had, just like with anything in life, it has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something
right.
has to be the straw
that's
that broke
right.
the camel's
that's
back.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
how it's always been
always.
Since the beginning of time.
Always.
I had somebody who knows God and been in a relationship with him forever, asked me yesterday,
okay.
Do you think Trump will ever be taken down or removed? Or because it seems like I said, Teflon, like everything slides right off of him. And she said, yes, that nothing sticks. Nothing seems to stick to him. And I said, well, it's not like the man is God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that the Lord just said, okay, I have Jesus and Donald as my children. That's not the way the story went, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a human being. And the time is going to come when he's going to have to pay, and he's
right.
going to have to be accountable.
That's right.
And I don't know why, and that to me is the lesson the church ought to be carrying,
mm-hmm.
is the accountability that he's going to have to, because he is the leader of this country and also being viewed by the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they're thinking
yeah.
of all of us now mm-hmm. is that we've lost our minds because we used
right.
to, you know, stand for something.
Stand for something.
Well,
yeah.
we have fallen for everything.
And I would also say that we have to also remember what they say, all politics is local.
Yes.
That there is a actual systematic conditioning
yeah.
that we have, that we look to this one person
right.
so much. I mean, everybody looking and talking, and the media has certainly conditioned us even when he was a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the meantime, what's happening next door?
Yeah.
How many, my brother talked about folks disappearing, you know, and being sent out of the country, but folks are disappearing in my neighborhood
yes.
who got to go to Clarksville to live
right.
because
mm-hmm.
they can't even afford to live
mm-hmm.
in this city.
That's true.
And then what's ours? We've got solutions. We've got churches with wonderful properties. We've got churches with wonderful bankrolls. And so somehow, while we're talking about that, we are missing what we need to be doing
mm-hmm.
with regard to people's housing
mm-hmm.
and food
right.
and what is it, guaranteed income
right.
So that people can live.
Right.
We do have answers in Christ and in
yeah.
the Holy Spirit. I believe that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, and to me, that's not even just about church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep raising that point, and I'm so glad you say that.
I have
it's
to,
not,
because,
and because it's not.
Real world.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, even as Bishop said, what we do there, you know, we only spend a certain amount of time
right.
in the fellowship.
Right.
But it is to build us up, because we all live
in the real world.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so I really believe that even from this kind of conversation or any conversations we have, that can be the impetus for us to move in the right direction for even solving some of this stuff we're talking about right now.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just what I personally believe as I look at the scriptures about my God through the power of the Holy Spirit by reason of the shed blood of his son. And I really believe everybody needs that and needs to know that truth, but everybody has the right to decide whether they want to. But we need to show the reality of this love.
That's true.
That it's not just religion. Yeah. It's not just form and fashion. People don't want that. Our young people clearly have said, I don't want to have nothing to do with that kind of stuff.
Right. And and rightly so.
And rightly so.
And, you know, as what they're seeing, you know, I mentioned this many years ago and over the years have mentioned that we are not teaching the young ones about love and how important and significant that is in our life. And just remind our audience that when we get old, these will be the people who will be working in the nursing homes and in the hospitals and have no love and had no love around them. So do you think they care if you done pooped on yourself laying in that bed? Do you think they're actually would care if they've not been raised in some kind of environment involving love? If you get something to eat or your medicine, they're literally not going to care. And if we see how some of this is manifest in the communities with the children breaking into houses and cars and, all this crazy behavior that they're doing with guns and all that kind of stuff, things that are unheard of that we would have never thought the kids, you know, we knew they got into mischief. But some of this stuff goes past the point of mischiefness.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, it goes way past that. There's no respect, no honor, nothing. It's just humanity is being stripped in this country of the characteristics and the attributes that are even close to being spiritual.
And you see the war coming on,
too. That is very, very concerning to me.
You see the war taking place because, especially if you're studying the Bible and you're starting to see if God has given revelation, because, like I said, with what is going on with the religious right.
We got to be in tune to it, though. We're not on his frequency.
Those people have kids. And those a lot of kids out there at those Trump rallies saying, send her back.
Right.
Send her back.
Yes.
So they have a religious dogma themselves.
And they've been exposed to those messages.
There it is.
Over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that exposure through that particular leader who's leading them.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a stamp of approval.
Right. Mama with the stamp right there with you.
Yeah. And that's and last week's guest, you know, he didn't even want to acknowledge the fact that people being locked up at the border and living like animals.
He wanted to talk about something else.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, you know, I don't watch the news." And but then when he did address it, you know what he said? Well, you know, his name means king. When you put these two Hebrew words together, and by the way, he was anointed. The pastors came together and laid hands on him, and he said that he felt something that he never felt before.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Sir, with all due respect, I'm sorry. That's not cutting it."
He might have felt gas or something. Yeah. I don't know what he
would. You get up in front of your congregation and cuss?
Not just cuss. Cuss is a small thing compared to all the rest of the garbage that the man has done. Yeah. That has just been beneath the dignity of the office
that doesn't matter because they laid hands on him.
Oh.
So therefore he can get away with all that stuff.
I told you it wasn't oil.
Yeah.
They must have done something and lay hands on him with something else.
Yeah.
It could not, it might have been.
He can be
racist.
And while this is going on.
It wasn't holy oil.
And while this is going on, they're appointing more Republican judges all over the country.
That's the thing.
All over the country like a machine. Mitch McConnell's turning them out.
Oh, yes.
And so there's a war. It's coming.
Yeah.
And because of our lack of.
But you know, in God's infinite wisdom, maybe he's setting all that up for, you know, a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And that's how that's the only thing that keeps me going.
That's right.
I just want to be caught up in the rapture.
Let's take a time out. And you hope you are.
I said I hope. I said I wish. I don't want to be around for all that. Just take me.
Yeah, well, so everybody don't believe rapture, okay? So,
well, however,
you know,
just
I'm just, you know.
Do me like Enoch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Lord. Oh, yeah.
So one day I come in, you're not here, and you don't hear not here no
you just,
more.
You just see my clothes just, yeah, just in the middle of the hallway. Cell phone laying there, like, keys. And what happened?
They go say, Sherry, what you do to X? I'm like, I ain't do nothing to him.
It was a beam of light. A beam of light that came through. Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Here's a community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether, like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific, where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Jazzy, yeah.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is all up in the house. I'm up. You know, that second cup of coffee was what did it.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was sleepy when I came. I was so sleepy. And that rain just knocked me out yesterday. It was just so, it rained so hard. It just relaxed, you know. And, you know, sometimes we used to say back when in the olden days that, you know, when it used to thunder and lightning, my mama and them grandma used to tell us to shut up. Mm-hmm. Be silent, that's the Lord. And I'd be like, y'all know what I'm talking about. And so, I mean, even though my sister, my niece was at my house, you know, it just made us all just like, put our, you know, and that was that old school stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's still relevant today. Anyway, I am happy to have in the studio. This is, you know, every one of the Pastor's Roundtables every month is different. You know, and this one has been lovely. And these are two blessed spirits in here in the studios today on the 411 show. And I'm very, very happy to have them here, Minister Elois Freeman of Westwood Baptist Church Center and Bishop Tina Robinson of the Point Church in Smyrna. Now, we have gone all over the road today, but these are the things that people are talking about. Mm-hmm. They're wrestling. Christians are wrestling with these things. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who've been engaged in conversations and stuff with me are Christians on these topics, because they are trying to figure out, is he the Antichrist? Is this the end of time? Everybody's trying to figure mm-hmm. things out. Mm-hmm. Now, let me pull in some scripture from y'all, from the ladies in the house today, for to cut the confusion in the minds of people. Where would you suggest, Bishop, that they went to, you know, find something that could be relevant to the confusion that we live in nowadays times?
That's a good question. I think because this world is lacking in the love, in the seriousness mm-hmm. of God's love, I would send them to 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
I would be in Corinthians. Talk about love, mm-hmm. what true love is. You know, then I would go to, I love Ephesians and That's Galatians,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
where it talks about mm-hmm. putting on the full armor of God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you gotta have yourself girded, you mm-hmm. know. And even if you're not in the church, even if you're not saved, but you can pick up that word of God and you right. can find comfort and learn how to prepare yourself with the truth of God's mm-hmm. word and how to make it applicable to your life, mm-hmm. you know. That blessed breastplate of righteousness, mm-hmm. you know, the shield of faith, because we need faith to even get through
yes.
a day because of all of the foolishness
yes.
that's coming at us, you know, and to find hope in God, mm-hmm. you know, find hope in that higher power, because whether you believe it or not, we all need God,
mm-hmm.
and God's spirit, his truth, is what's going to ground us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and deal with, like you said, that fear that's mm-hmm. being birthed and being fueled at mm-hmm. this time, that mm-hmm. you can find, mm-hmm. you know, find rest and comfort in who God is, you know, and I think we're in a time now that it could be one of the greatest revivals in the earth, because, you know, because outside of denominations, outside of the church, it's just a hunger
yeah.
for someone who's higher than we are, mm-hmm. that's greater than we are. It should birth a desire to try to get to know this God that people speak about
mm-hmm.
that's in the earth. So I would go New Testament all the way, you know.
Okay, really?
Amen. Yeah.
Okay, Amen. What about you, Minister?
And I would agree with all that Bishop has said. I was actually thinking in Ephesians, just even chapter 1, which mm-hmm. just remind us that who we are,
mm-hmm.
once we do have this realization that I need someone bigger mm-hmm. and that someone is revealed through Christ, that then now what he is in us, that mm-hmm. he's given us everything
mm-hmm.
we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then with the whole thing of love, love is evidenced by joy and peace and these
yes.
other fruits. So
yes.
peace, shalom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
People need shalom. And
Amen.
I'll have to add the Old Testament story that I just had been studying and even just spoke on last
mm-hmm.
week about Gideon's story
mm-hmm.
where the Heavenly Father revealed himself as shalom.
Yes.
Shalom in the midst
yes.
of all of this oppression.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy was at the people of God. Mm-hmm. They had been messing up, mm-hmm. but that's why they had so much trouble.
Right.
But then God called this man who mm-hmm. was the most unlikely mm-hmm. suspect,
yeah.
hiding, trying to work and
yes,
make a living.
Yes.
And then the Father came to him and said, you are the warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that I've called to go
yes,
solve that problem
yes.
for your nation.
Yeah.
And so I think I would say read Gideon, read the story of Gideon
oh,
in
yeah.
the new light of
yeah.
our story
yeah.
that
yeah.
let's meet shalom. Our Heavenly Father who
yeah.
is shalom. And shalom means harmony, wholeness, completeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore in him we have good health, success, mm-hmm. prosperity,
yeah.
inner tranquility, absence of conflict outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't know him
right.
that way, if I don't receive
right.
what he has,
mm-hmm.
but all of this again is just the outworking of love.
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
his shalom,
yeah.
right.
that's what
peace.
I would say.
Peace.
Yeah. His
shalom.
Yes, and then Christ God, said, yeah. look, as in John 14, look, my peace I leave with you.
Yes.
Now, the world ain't going to understand
yes.
it, but look,
yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Shalom.
Yes.
And I love Jeremiah too. Yeah. Where it talks about you know, that I know the thoughts and plans that I have towards you.
Yes.
You know, not of evil.
Yes.
You know, but to give you an expected end.
Yes.
You know, if we can grasp hold that God has an expected end, that we were predestined with an expected end.
Yes.
Then regardless of what's going on, that all of this stuff is going to work together for our good.
Yeah.
For those who are in Christ Jesus, who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
And
even
the Jeremiah passage comes when the people were in captivity.
Exactly.
So he knows our situation.
Yes, exactly. Does.
You know, sometimes we think it, you know, he right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's speaking these words and these promises in the midst.
And we might need to go through this in order
we have to.
Okay?
We have
because he even says in there, he was like, don't be afraid of their faces.
Yes.
Don't ever be afraid of how they're looking at you. Just present the word.
Exactly.
Just present what I say.
Well, I think that things are getting revealed and people are getting revealed for what they are.
They really are.
And that really to me is as real as the day is long. Because you're seeing who's who and what's what.
Yeah,
exactly.
And when people are standing in front of cameras live chanting, send them back. We see you. We know who you are.
Yeah.
We got you. And, you know, some people are probably feeling guilty today behind getting caught up at these rallies and different things that they have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many people in this country, black people of color, they be honest, they've been told to go back somewhere.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing new. Because there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid, and I matter of fact, when I came to Nashville, I was on the radio at a conservative talk station, and the man called me up and told me to go back to Kansas. He said, go back where you came from. And I'm like, Kansas? Yes, go back there. Because he didn't want me saying anything negative about Nashville. Because I was trying to understand it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been told not only to go back to where I was born, but also where my ancestral roots are. So I've been told this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying for all of us that history is repeating itself in the most unusual way. But staying prayed up is really exactly the way to do it. Now, you ladies are going to tell our audience, Women of Faith, where you're located and what time the service is today. And then we're going to do our closing prayer because I have my, y'all gave me your inspirational scriptures. So I have one too that I'm going to share with the audience.
Amen.
So, Bishop, where is the Point Church in Smyrna and what time is service?
It is at 1350 Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna and service stops promptly at noon, 12 o'clock.
What do you have during the week?
We have refill, and that's on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Open to anyone?
Open to anyone.
Okay. Yeah. To reach the church, what's the best way to do it?
You can reach us at 615-484-6360. Or at info@thepointtn.org.
Got it. Now, Minister Freeman.
Yes.
Westwood Baptist Church Center is?
Westwood Baptist Church University Center is located at 2510 Albion Street, directly across from Pearl Cone High School. Our worship service is at 11 a.m. on Sunday, but we have prayer that begins at 9 o'clock in the morning, Sunday school at 9:30. We have our churches open for prayer every day of the week, Monday through Friday from 7:15 a.m. we have prayer.
Okay.
And on Saturday at 7:15 and 8:15, and on Sunday, 9 o'clock.
All right.
We have Wednesday night word explosion and Bible study.
Okay.
Starting at 6 to 8 p.m.
And pastor is?
Pastor Barton Elliott Harris.
Okay. And service time today is?
Is 11 a.m.
Oh, because y'all got time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have
And if you're
time.
Already dressed, you can come on for prayer, ma'am. And Sunday school at 9:30. We're studying discipleship.
Okay. What's the best way to contact the church?
Oh, that's a very good question.
You guys have a website and everything.
We do have a website. Okay. It's westwoodbcuc.
Okay.
At Conley. I don't know.
Something like that.
Okay. If you Google it, Westwood Baptist Church University Center, and make sure you do put University Center because
right,
there is another congregation on Charlotte.
Okay.
That is a Westwood Baptist Church.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, Bishop, you're going to get us started on our tag team prayer, and Minister Freeman, you're going to close us up.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Father, we just give you praise today, Lord. We thank you for God, just being God, being who you are. God, we bless you for just giving us the ability to seek your face. God, for your spirit just resting with us and providing for us, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you for this time of fellowship, mm-hmm. this time of addressing issues that many may not want to address. God, for being transparent and God, and how we need to minister to your people. God, how we need to address those that we come in contact with. So, Father, I thank you for this opportunity to meet with my sisters. God, I thank you for your word that's going forth. Mm-hmm. God, we just believe that you are in control.
Yeah.
God, that there's nothing happening in this earth, Lord God, that you are not,
Amen.
God, privy to and that you are not allowing. Yeah. So, God, we just thank you that in the end, Lord God, you control all things. That in the end, God, you have the final say concerning us. So, God, we rest today knowing that, God, that you're there with us. Holy Spirit, I ask right now that you would just come in and press in tight towards us. For those that may be lost, those who may not know you, for those mm-hmm. who may be dealing with issues, Lord God, and they don't know where to turn. Mm-hmm. I ask right now in Jesus' name that your spirit, Lord God,
yes.
just go throughout this airwave, God. Go into these homes, God. Be there with them, God. Be the answer that they're seeking. And God, we ask you right now that you will show up on their behalves in Jesus' name. God, we give you free course to be who you are. We release, Lord God, whatever we need to do, God, to hear from you so that we can take care of your people. God, we love you and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for the power of agreement, that all that Bishop has spoken through the power of the Holy Spirit. We say yes and amen too. For you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name,
yes.
you're in the midst. And then you've given us the authority to tie stuff up, to bind it and to loose it.
Yes,
and
God.
So we thank you that you have in fact done that.
Thank
we
you,
thank
John.
You, Lord God, for the enemy being bound mm-hmm. and for the distractions that are keeping us from seeing you.
Yes,
Spirit of the living God has already been prayed. Fall fresh.
Yes,
fall
yes,
fresh. God. Open our blinded eyes to
yes.
see you
yes,
and to see who we are. We thank you that you have called us victory, that you've called us warrior,
yes,
that you have said that you have plans for us, plans for a hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
And we say yes and amen
yes.
to that. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for the leaders who you are raising up in this city,
yes,
a new set of leaders who will advocate for those who are least among us.
Yes,
we are claiming, Lord God, homes and property.
Mm-hmm.
We're claiming the land
yes,
in this
yes,
city.
God.
We say no, that the people, the regular working people, will not be run out of here,
thank
but
you.
There will be provision. There will be guaranteed income. And so we just thank you, Father, for even your shepherds repenting or either being removed so that they will forgive us for misrepresenting you.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive us, Lord God, for misrepresenting
yes,
you.
God.
We repent.
Forgive us,
and we say, fill us afresh
yes.
that we can walk forth and then draw people to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because that's you said, if we lift you up, you will draw people to
Amen.
You. So you do it.
Yes,
and we say thank you in the name of your son, Jesus, Yahshua. Amen.
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 Now I'm going to close up with Hebrews chapter 11.
Mm.
Now faith is the substance of things being hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
Amen.
By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Yes.
God testifying for his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Enoch was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch, however it's pronounced,
mm-hmm.
was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because
mm-hmm.
God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yes.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Mm-hmm.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
And I'm going to the last verse. I'm going to go and then I'm done. By faith, Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, who all Noah. People quote all the time,
mm-hmm.
being divinely warned of things not
yes.
yet seen, moved with godly fear, even Noah
yes.
prepared
yes.
an ark
yes.
for the saving of this house, his household,
yes.
by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
Amen.
So that's a whole string of witnesses right there that went through worse stuff than us. Amen. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget who loves you.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.